Welcome back, SNN Freaks. Sorry for the long layoff, but we got a fresh new episode coming up for you. The entire episode is going to be based on mental health in sports. We're going to talk about youth football. We're going to talk about concussions in pro sports. And we're going to talk about suicide. Thank you for tuning in. This is Sports and Nonsense. All right, welcome back. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of jump right into it and want to talk about starting with youth football. I had a coach that said something to me when I played in high school. I played linebacker, and it's a position where you're not necessarily hitting the person just in front of you. And he said something to me that stuck with me forever, and I think about it when I have these conversations with people about like 10 and 11 and 12-year-old kids playing football. And a lot of people would mistakenly categorize football as a contact sport. Football is not a contact sport, is what this coach told me. Football is a collision sport. Now, if you think about what that means, basically, basketball, you're making contact, you're getting hit. Even in hockey, it's more than just a contact sport. It's super physical. It's designed to run into people, to hit people. You might make the argument that hockey is a collision sport, but not in the same aspect. And part of the thing that I feel coaches and some parents don't pay attention to, because this whole segment is based on mental health, and kids, when they're young, they really want to please their coaches. They want to please their dads and their moms. Also, they want to make really good plays. But the reason it's called a collision sport is essentially every time a person is tackled with the ball, other than going out of bounds or a one-on-one sweep or a direct right up the gut blitz, a lot of times when you're being tackled, you're being tackled by the guy in front of you. The guy who gets basically the credit for the tackle did a percentage of the tackling. And you got guys coming in from the side, popping knees out. You got guys from every different angle. So like I said, it's not a contact sport. It's a collision sport. It's like driving one car right into the center of a bunch of cars at full speed, like in a construction derby. I'm sorry, a destruction derby. Messed up two words already. It's fine. It's because I've been in a lot of concussions and a lot of collisions in football. Otherwise, I would have got those two words right. But no, all jokes aside, the reason that I'm bringing that up is because a lot of people think that if they protect their son's head and all these things, and when they're 10 or 12, they're going to give them a neck roll, or they're going to do all these things, and somehow that's going to make the helmet light enough for their tiny neck to carry it. Well, obviously that doesn't really happen, but a lot of the depression and the mental health issues, or the possibility of depression, especially after high school, is there's a lot of guys who I know that didn't really take headshots or become concussed at any point during their career in high school, but they did get tackled from the side or in a group of people or in a dog pile essentially, and blew out their knee or their ankle, and they had pretty much spent the last 8 years, I mean, from what, Pee Wee, Pop Warner, between, 8 years to trying to play football well enough to where they would get a full ride scholarship or even a partial scholarship. One of the most depressing things I've seen, and I've probably been guilty of it myself in some ways, I started both ways. By the time I got out of high school, my shoulders wouldn't have been worth anything at a regular job. I haven't had surgery. But the guy who doesn't get concussed, the guy who just gets crushed from the side or has a knee or an ankle or an ACL or something that just blows out, that's really, really hard for a kid at that age, 17, to deal with the fact that he just went from the possibility of the bright lights and continuing that, even if it's at like a junior college or something, to him realizing he might have to go use his brain and study, or he might have to take a UPS job or do some of those things. And that can really, really weigh on someone. It's almost like in a totally different aspect, it's like a soldier who can't perform his job anymore. And we see soldiers with PTSD and depression kill themselves all the time. And that's kind of why I'm bringing up this aspect, because when you tell these kids that the most important thing basically is to run in there and hit number 17 from the time they're 8 until, you know, high school, because you think, hey, he's really good, he's got a chance to make it. That may very well be, but the backside of that is there's a lot of time invested in just that sport with a real low percentage of him going somewhere after high school. And it feels like when your body lets you down like that, even if it's not a concussion, it feels like you let your family down or you let other people down. And maybe we need to start having these kids have, you know, music to fall back on or a bunch of other things instead of having these dads that are addicted to football, or moms, to be fair. But that's just my two cents on the depression side. It doesn't just have to be based upon a concussion. We're turning these young kids into soldiers and teaching them that losing all their sensitivity, being tough, not worrying about everything is a really good thing. But then we're sending them out into the real world and wondering why a lot of these things are happening. So that's the first segment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about concussions and if we are going to play, or if they are going to play, what we can do to avoid them. We'll be right back. This is Sports and Nonsense. All right, we're back here on Sports and Nonsense, and I kind of wanted to follow up what we talked about as far as teaching these young men to be soldiers, essentially, and just tough through everything, and the intrinsic problem that that creates. And I'll talk personally about my life, is that I wanted to get these ideas out on suicide because I've been suicidal. I've had, or I have, mental health issues I deal with every day. And I wanted to say two things about depression and or suicide, because I feel like it's looked at a certain way by people's loved ones that maybe aren't psychologists and obviously like don't know that they're hurting, and they think they're trying to help. But two natural things, or two patterns that I've seen, is when these kids grow up, and I know it's true for me, I'll speak personally, but when I grow up and I'm playing sports, and every one of my coaches, whether they're caring or not, just the natural societal pressure is to do good at sports if you can. I mean, if you're in sports, you're not there to not do good. So it actually becomes the thing at the forefront. So whether we're talking about football or baseball or anything, obviously we're talking about football more than anything because of the concussions. But I want to talk about the culture of just teaching people to tough through things and how it relates to depression. I've been in situations, and I've seen multiple situations where people want to help the person who's suicidal and or depressed. And a lot of the way that they try to do that is kind of almost shaming them in a positive way, I guess. It's a lot of, well, that's really selfish, and if you did that, I would be very upset, or it would really hurt my feelings. And I totally understand when people say that. It's because they absolutely care. But what I heard when people said that to me, and I was really depressed, people that loved me very much, I'd be really depressed. And I'd tell them about it. And again, my whole life, it was just be the good soldier and get up and play the next play, or go the next day to work. And so I actually got to the point where when people were telling me, like, hey, you know, like, get over it, like, you just need to get up and work out, or you just need to do this, or you need to do that, and it's not a big deal, I got to the point where in my mind, the good soldier, the chivalrous thing, and this is what I want other people to hear, because I'm not that intelligent. I want people who are psychologist or anybody listening to this podcast to have this as food for thought. But I started to believe, and part of me still does believe, that when I'm depressed and I'm sad or suicidal or to that point, killing myself wouldn't be me being weak the way everybody else. It would be me being super chivalrous. It'd be me, you know, doing the hardest thing possible for the best result, as I've essentially been shown to do in every sport or every job. It'd be me being the good soldier, for lack of a better phrase. And I understand that people that said things to me or tried to help me thought they were trying to help. And it's not really just about them. It's about when you're talking to anybody that's been in highly competitive situations and has concussions and isn't get to be in those highly competitive situations, no matter what you say, they're going to feel like a burden. So it would never be your fault. But there's something there to possibly look at as far as some of these people really, really believe the most chivalrous thing that they could do, myself included, would be to just remove the problem from everybody, no matter what people say. The other thing that I think that I just wanted to get out, that people don't really think about, and this is what helped me in a lot of ways not take it to that level and not actually commit suicide or successfully or whatever we're saying here. Anyway, maybe we can look at a mirrored type of theory or a mirrored effect. And if you're out there and you're suicidal and you're listening to this, just listen to me for a second. If you are suicidal and you're at the end of your rope and you want to die, you're literally like a month away, if you live through it, from being the most dangerous type of human being on this earth, success-wise, happiness-wise, everything. Because if you were going to kill yourself, if that's what you were going to do and you decide not to, guess what? Walking away from that problem, that job, that person, that marriage, those kids, anything that would have the rest of the world call you a bastard. If you're not happy, guess what? Now you're a dangerous person. If you're suicidal, think of it this way. You now have nothing to lose. Why be afraid to go to that job interview where you were going to be embarrassed the other week? Who cares? But don't do it where all your dividends are put into how that job interview goes. Try to get to the point where you can feel a lot less weight on you. And you can smile. Because you go, but like in your mind, oh buddy, if you knew what I was going through last week. Like a rejection for a job at a bar, a flat tire. It's something that you can like start to smile about and do it. If you have to do it in the sinister way, that's the only way I can do it. I can't stand when people come around and they're smiling ear to ear all the time and they're saying, just be fake happy and everything. No, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of sarcastic laugh to yourself. This day fucking sucks. But realizing that this day sucks, that means you're still here. That means no matter what, it's just today. It's just right now. You're doing better. And guess what? You have your whole life to get to the end of it. So please wait. Please get help. Please don't kill yourself. Because everybody that you know will be affected by it. And that's not even the most important part. You got a really good tomorrow if you can get there. Even if it's just watching the sun come up. The lights get to come on again. So get help, please. I love you guys. All right, guys, that's been this episode of Sports and Nonsense. We kind of went a little long on other topics, skipped some we said we'd talk about. We're a little spastic. We're getting back into it. We appreciate you listening. On our next episode, we're going to have a preview of the San Jose Sharks season coming up, plus a couple UFC fights that interest us coming up that we'd like to talk about, mainly the Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz possibility. That's going to be a barn burner. So stay tuned, and we'll see you next time. This has been Sports and Nonsense. Thanks, guys.